Welcome back to Coffee with a Calvinist. This program is dedicated to helping you better understand the Word of God and the doctrines of grace. The Bible tells us, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the Word of truth. Get your Bible and coffee ready and prepare to study along. Here's your host with today's lesson, Pastor Keith Foskey.
And welcome back to Coffee with a Calvinist. My name is Keith Foskey, and I am a Calvinist. Today is September the 16th, 2020. And if you're following along in our daily Bible reading, today we're going to be reading 1 Peter chapter 3. And if you'd like to find our daily Bible reading, you can go to our website, sgfcjax.org. That's Sovereign Grace Family Church of Jacksonville. And if you look under posts, you will find the post for this year's daily Bible reading. It's the 2020 Bible reading list. We're reading through the New Testament one chapter a day, only on the weekday, so you have the weekends to catch up. And if you read with us this year, you'll be reading through the entire New Testament. Well, today we're going to be talking about something that is in the news. We have made Wednesdays our In the News Wednesday, and we're going to ask this question. Are conservatives overreacting to the film Cuties? Are conservatives overreacting to the film Cuties? Now, first, if you haven't heard about this, I want to give you a little update as to what the subject is so you're not coming in without any information. Cuties is a film which depicts young girls age around 11 dancing in provocative poses, wearing revealing outfits, and they're part of what is known as a twerking troupe. And I want to say from the outset, I have not seen this film. I will not see this film. And for some of you, that may mean that I cannot comment. Some have said, if you haven't seen the film, then you can't comment. But that's just patently ridiculous. I don't have to watch Faces of Death to know that it has some unseemly content. The posters for Cuties alone have enough content to cause alarm, and the information coming out about the film from those who have seen it is enough to warrant a warning. It has even sparked a potential legal issue with Senator Ted Cruz calling for it to be investigated in regard to child pornography. And if you listen to those who are defending it, their defense is, in my opinion, setting off alarm bells as well. They are saying essentially that this movie is calling out child exploitation. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, quote, Netflix said in a statement that it is a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. So they're saying the movie is against the sexualization of young children. The problem is the movie clearly shows the sexualization of young children. And I think the best response to that has come from the Babylon Bee, which is a Christian satire website. And they put a fictional article out about a movie that has the dangers of dog murder. And it says it's 2 hours of dogs being murdered. And they said this is how we're going to show that it's bad, by actually showing it. And, of course, that's heavy satire. It was meant to make a point. You can't say that a movie is opposing something while that same movie is indulging in it. And that is the point. But there's a bigger issue for Christians to consider than just this single film. The big question that has been on my mind since this has sort of hit the mainstream and people are talking about it and people are debating whether or not this film should be allowed to be seen, is the big question is what does this say about our society on a larger scale? And I think that what it reminds us is that we live in a hyper-sexualized society, and the boundaries of sexual expression are ever more being crossed, and they're being pressed further and further and further. As I was preparing for today's episode, I came across an article from LifeSite News. Now, I want to very quickly say this article is disturbing. So I'm not quoting it verbatim because some parts of it are just unseemly and I would not want to share it. But this site is intended to be calling this issue out, and I'm going to edit and redact some things as I talk. But I'm going to quote a few lines and then I'll state what's a quote and what's not a quote. So quote, in 2016, for example, people watched more than an accumulated 500,000 years of pornography on Pornhub, which is roughly 12 porn videos for every man, woman, and child on planet Earth. Now, that is the end of that quote. Just think about that for a moment. In 1 year, Pornhub, which is one of the largest pornography websites in the world, had people watch more than accumulated 500,000 years of pornography. Now, how they figured that out, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It boggles the mind to even consider how you would add up such an amount. And for many of us, the numbers are so large that it becomes almost impossible to even consider. And because of that, some people sort of put it out of their mind. Oh, that's not real. It is overblown. It's an exaggeration. But think about this. Just the idea that that's 12 videos for every man, woman, and child on the earth. You know, we're getting close to, I think, 8 billion people on the planet. And so a little bit of math shows you just the amazing amount of what is being consumed. And I want to quote a little more from the article. It goes on to say, never in recorded history have so many people had access to hardcore pornography from virtually the time they can grasp a smartphone. And never in recorded history have so many people been addicted to such sickening and evil content. And it goes on. Earlier this week, the anti-porn organization Fight the New Drug tweeted the latest stats from Pornhub to draw attention to this trend. This week's number one top video on the site, now listen to this, with over 7 million views, depicts a rape scene. And there's description here I don't want to get into, but basically this is the number one video on the site, and it's essentially a video of rape. And 7 million people watched that video this week alone for recreation and entertainment. This is how they spent their time. They watched a video of what is essentially a rape. Now, I am convinced that what we are going to see in the near future is because of things like that being more and more normalized, is we're going to see more and more perversion becoming the normal standard, the normal part of people's lives. And we see this in television and movies. Things have become more brazen, more blatant, more willing to press the boundaries of decency. The Academy recently mentioned, and by that I mean those who produce the Oscars, have recently made some changes that they're going to seek to be more inclusive, and that means including more celebration of alternative lifestyles and homosexuality and things like that in the choosing of what movies are receiving awards and therefore what movies are being promoted by the Academy. And I think that what we're seeing is the normalization of perversion. I mean, why else would there be drag queens reading to children in public libraries? It's the normalization of perversion, and what's going to happen is that's going to push the bounds of all areas, especially the areas like pedophilia. I've said this before. I think the P is going to be the next letter added. That we have the letter people, the LGBT, and they're constantly have the plus. The plus on the end means there's more to come. You know, it's LGBTQ plus, and the plus means there's more to come. And so what do we have? We have the P for pedophilia, or what at one point one person pointed out, I think it was MAL, minor, or MAP, minor attracted person. That's the new term that is being used. That's the new term that's being expressed. That a person is, they're trying to get away from negative stereotypes. Pedophilia has negative terms. So now it's minor attracted person. If you can imagine that as a thing that's being normalized. When you see signs, by the way, when you see signs that say love has no age, just know that that's not about a 65-year-old man marrying a 25-year-old woman. That's not what that sign's about. That is about children being pursued by adults when it says love has no age. Recently in California, they've begun to lessen the restrictions on what would count as illegal activity with minors. And the latest thing is now a person who up to 10 years from the age of 14, so theoretically a 23-year-old man and a 14-year-old girl could be in a sexual relationship, and while it may still be illegal, he would not be considered a would not have to register on the sex offender registry, and the sentencing would be less restrictive. The requirements and the things that he would undergo would be less. So all of these are just examples of what I would say is the normalization of perversion, and this is what we're seeing all around us. And so the question that many of us ask, how should we respond? We're Christians, you know, that this we're as believers in Christ, what do we do? Well, I'm going to say from the outset, one of the things, when I heard about cuties and I heard about what it was and I looked into it for myself, I made a personal decision for my family to cancel my Netflix subscription. I'm not saying that's a must for every believer. I'm not calling for a individual boycott. It's up to you what you do for your family, and I'm not sitting here on a high horse telling you what you must do. But for me, it was just a way of saying that I think this type of content should not be supported by my money, so I'm not going to do that. And I do think that that's one way to respond. I'm not saying it's the only way. I'm saying that's one way that we can respond is how we support and what we support with our money. But moreover, I think what really needs to be considered is the larger impact that the hypersexualized culture is having on our children. Because never before in history has it been as easy as it is today for anyone, especially our children, to access graphic sexual images. And Jesus tells us that lust is a sin. And he says it's a sin comparable to adultery. And years ago, I did a sermon on the subject of lust. And I've always been amazed that if you go to our sermon audio page and you look at what sermons are the top sermons downloaded, we've been on sermon audio for about 10 years. The number one sermon that I've ever preached is my sermon that I did on lust. It was entitled Mental Pornography, and where I explain that what lust is when Jesus refers to lust. Lust is the mental image of it's the imagination of pornography. It's mental pornography. And it's fantasizing about that mental image that you've created. And what we have today is the imagination has given way to images. No longer is it an imagination. It's images that are readily available anytime, anywhere. And while our forefathers had to deal with the issue of lust has always been in the hearts of men. Only since the advent of the camera, and even more recently, the ease of video recording, has this problem been so expanded and so dangerous. I mean, it's always been a sin, it's always been dangerous, but we are now to the point where it's almost overwhelming. So as parents, we find ourselves in a battle with the world for our children's eyes, and for our own eyes, and for our own minds. Therefore, we have more reason than ever before to be well aware of what is coming into our homes, what we are consuming, what our children are consuming, and to be very aware that those who are genuinely seeking to harm our children are not lurking around schoolyards anymore. They are on Instagram, Facebook. They are on these social media apps that allow children to go in on their their iPads and their telephones and talk to people and share pictures with one another. And a lot of this is happening right under the noses of the parents who love their children and care for their children and would never leave their doors unlocked at night, but they would leave an unlocked cell phone in their child's room at night. And so we have to understand these are realities and that we live in a Romans 1 world. That should be clear. What is a Romans 1 world? Romans 1 says God gave them over to a debased mind. And what do we see around us? We see a culture that's been given over to a debased mind. Now more than ever, we need to be on guard. For our sake and for the sake of our families, we need not to view this issue lightly. I would encourage you not to just simply laugh the issue off with the movie Cuties as just another conservative overreaction. I don't think that it is necessarily an overreaction. I think it's a right response to the major shift in the culture that we have seen and the major shift towards perversion in the culture that is happening all around us. We need to be on guard. We need to be vigilant. For our enemy is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And there really isn't an overreaction because most of us aren't reacting enough. Most of us aren't considering this enough and the dangers that it provides for us and for our families. So my encouragement to you today is to pray, be aware of what's coming into your home, and always be on guard, for the devil is using all of these things to try to corrupt and to draw people away. So may we draw instead ever closer to Christ. May we love his word more than anything, and may we be moved by affection for him and love for our families in all that we do and allow in our homes. I hope that this has been an encouragement to you today. I hope that you enjoy our daily program. And if you do enjoy the program, please take an opportunity to like, comment, and share this video with others so that we will be able to reach a wider audience. Again, thank you for listening to Coffee with a Calvinist. My name is Keith Foskey, and I have been your Calvinist. May God bless you.
Thank you for joining in for today's episode of Coffee with a Calvinist. Keep in mind, we have a new lesson available every weekday morning at 6:30 a.m. on YouTube and Facebook. If you enjoyed this lesson, please take a moment to respond by hitting the like button, leaving a comment, and subscribing to the channel. On behalf of Pastor Foskey, thank you for listening. May God bless you.